No problem.
Hey, Jonah. Sorry so late. How you doing? All good?
Thank God for that.
Yeah. Jonah, I wanted to discuss something because I see that's been like an ongoing problem, the same case as usual. Janice Jones, okay? So, they've been, and Keystone has them, has had them working or covering hours from their end, because the other agency cannot stop for some days, maybe because of the weather, whatever. But what rings a bell right now is that during the time that they did not have an authorization.
Do not, I know what you're going to ask. We do not add shifts without the authorization.
I know.
Get the authorization, then we'll add a shift. Douglas calling and saying add the shift, or Shakita calling and saying add the shift, means nothing to me. Because I didn't accept it.
I know that. I know that. The thing is, like, what I am considering here, like, should we even keep allowing her to cover those hours? Because guess what she told me right now? She told me she stayed on the 13th and on the 14th. She stayed at 24 hours straight. And she pretends to be paid for all of that on our end.
Probably sleeping.
Yeah, I know she was sleeping. She does whatever she wants in that case, I know. So what I'm saying is, like, should we continue allowing this?
The 14th?
The 13th and the 14th. She said she took the whole shift, like 24 hours straight 13, 24 hours straight on Saturday the 14th.
And she didn't clock for any of it, right?
No, she only, didn't clock because she didn't have an authorization. It was
instant. I can't accept one aide working for 24 hours straight. For
That's
48
right.
hours straight, plus another 8 afterwards. She started
right.
working at 4 p.m. On Thursday the 12th, and she worked straight, nonstop, no sleep until the 15th at 8 in the morning?
That's what she's saying. And additionally to the 15th, she stayed another 8 hours, if I'm not wrong.
Right, that's what I said, 15. So it's
More than 72 hours straight. So
64 hours straight. No. I won't take that. Why am I hearing about it 3 weeks later?
Because they reported that on the, let me tell you, when they got the authorization back by last week on the 18th, 19th, I told him, hey, we don't have units. You didn't inform about this. And now that they see that it wasn't reflecting on the check, they're like starting like spamming our phones.
No.
Saying,
no. We've explained this to them dozens of times. Right? We
mm-hmm.
could either, here's what I want to do. Call the service coordinator.
That's what I want to do. Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I want to do.
Call the service coordinator and say, the aide is not clocking and claiming she worked for 70 hours straight, and we find out a week or two later. We can't bill for these visits, nor do we have the authorization, and I don't want to affect my EBV. So either we get the hours or we don't get the hours, right? If Douglas wants to move the hours over to us, that's fine. Shakita won't be allowed to work for 50 hours straight. But if they want to move the hours over to us, that's fine. But just to throw us hours without asking us, we're not going to accept it because we have no proof of work. And Shakita can't work 70 hours straight.
That's right. That's
right?
Like,
you know, call the service coordinator. Call the service coordinator and have a discussion. Because, say, there's no clock. We find out afterwards, and everyone goes crazy about their money, but we're not authorized for those hours, nor do we accept them. So unless we get the authorization beforehand, or you want to give us more hours and we'll arrange it with Douglas, with who the aide is and whatever, I don't want to take those hours. I don't want them. Also, we lose money on this because it's pure overtime.
Overtime. Yeah, I know. That's what I was like. Yeah, I thought the same as you're doing right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. But don't have the conversation with Douglas or Shakita. Just talk to the service coordinator. Right, she's at $16 an hour. We lose $7 an hour on every one of these hours.
That's right.
So yeah, call the service coordinator and say we do not accept these hours. We're not authorized for them, and the aides are not clocking and calling in afterwards, demanding we pay them for hours we're not authorized for retro. So we did it once, twice, for a shift here or there, but now she wants 40 hours straight additional?
That's what she wants. And also, they did the same story yesterday.
Well, I could kind of understand yesterday, but, like, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By the way, the end of the month, the 28th and on, is 10th. You know that, right?
What? The 28th, what happened?
Just look at the visit on the 28th. It's 10th.
Oh, it's 10th. Yeah, they don't have an 8. They are on staff. I asked her to.
Okay, no problem. Just when you get a chance, just call the service coordinator. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, no, I was about to do that. I was just asking for permission to
see if I
was
the best. Absolutely, yes. I want to get pre-authorized and know who's working beforehand because we lose money on this and I have no EVV.
I got you. I'm going to send an update a note once I have that, okay?
Very good.
All right. Thank you, Jonah.
Excellent. Thank you, Robbie. Don't talk to Douglas or Shakita before talking to the SC.
I got you. I'll give you a post.
Bye.
All right. Bye.